It's another Primary Tuesday. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. In New York, a new congressional map has two incumbent House Democrats facing each other. Fox's Ryan Schmelz.
Jerry Nadler and Carolyn Maloney compete for New York's newly drawn 12th Congressional District, which covers much of Manhattan's Upper West Side. The two have decades of experience in Congress and are facing another challenge from 38-year-old lawyer Suraj Patel.
In Florida, Democrats Charlie Crist and Nikki Fried are fighting for the right to take on incumbent Ron DeSantis in November. Governor says Florida's economy is doing great.
None of that would have happened if I had done what the people on the Democrat side wanted to do.
Governor DeSantis on Fox and Friends. Former President Trump is suing the federal government, demanding have a neutral special master go through the material seized from his home in Florida. The New York Times reports he took more than 300 classified documents. Son-in-law Jared Kushner says it's the same kind of attack as always.
They're leaking to the same sources. They're manufacturing fabulous claims that then get debunked, you know, shortly thereafter.
Kushner there also on Fox and Friends. The governor of California says no to a new illegal drug program.
There will be no legalized drug injection and consumption sites in California, citing the potential for unintended consequences. California Governor Gavin Newsom vetoed a bill that would have created a pilot program of drug consumption facilities in Los Angeles, San Francisco, and Oakland. The controversial bill passed the state Senate by a slim margin last week. The sites would be staffed with clinicians who could administer life-saving treatment in the event of an overdose. Critics of the bill, including Senate Republicans and law enforcement leaders, argued the bill would encourage more drug abuse while doing little to help addicts. CJ Papa, Fox News.
Archaeologists in Israel say they've uncovered a 1,200-year-old estate in the town of Rahat. It would have belonged to someone wealthy, with four wings and marble hallways and vaults under a central courtyard. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
A guilty plea is expected today from one of the former police officers linked to Breonna Taylor's death during a police raid in Kentucky 2 years ago.
A change of plea hearing is scheduled early this afternoon for Kelly Goodlett. She's now expected to enter a plea in federal court to one count of conspiracy to violate Breonna Taylor's civil rights. Goodlett is accused of helping falsely get a warrant for the 2020 raid that killed Taylor. Her guilty plea could mean she may help prosecutors' case against Brett Hankinson, Kyle Meany, and Joshua James, who were also involved in the raid and lost their jobs because of their actions. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Twitter's former head of security turns whistleblower.
Multiple reports say Peter Mudge Zatko has filed a complaint with the SEC. He claims Twitter misled federal regulators about its safety and failed to properly estimate the number of bots on its platform.
Fox's Jenny Casola. A teenage pilot is in the last leg of a potential world record-setting flight.
Mac Rutherford is a Belgian-British teenage pilot looking to become the youngest person to fly around the world solo in a small plane. He turned 17 during his trip. The current world record was set by an 18-year-old. Mac's journey began March 23rd, and he's on track to set the record Wednesday when he flies from an airport where he learned to fly in Belgium to Bulgaria. Mac's flying in a Shark. It's one of the fastest ultralight aircrafts in the world and the same kind of aircraft used by his 19-year-old sister Zara when she set the world record in January for the youngest woman to fly solo around the world. Gianna Gelosi, Fox News.
Former Tennessee House Speaker Glenn Cassata and his top aide, Cade Cawthron, are arrested at their homes today on federal charges, including bribery, kickbacks, and conspiracy to commit money laundering with federal funds. Former State Rep. Republican Robin Smith pleaded guilty in March to wire fraud charges involving Cassata. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.